Now to the controversial tax that lobby groups and drivers fear will discourage people from opting for an electric car. The South Australian government wants to charge electric vehicle drivers for using the road so as to even the field with other motorists who are paying the fuel excise. But the move is angering clean and green advocates who argue the tax is unfair. Here's Caroline Winter.
Simon Hackett is a self-confessed lover of electric cars.
I was first hooked on them by being handed the keys to one in California in the mid-90s, and they're just a better driving experience. The fact that by side effect they're also a fabulous weapon to lower the carbon footprint of the world is actually a realisation that came to me a bit later than that.
The Australian tech entrepreneur was quick to jump on the bandwagon, bringing the first Tesla into Australia and his hometown of Adelaide 11 years ago. He's watched the market grow since then, but says there's a long way to go.
Every other developed country in the world has active incentives to own them. Australia is distinguished by being the developed country that actually only has active disincentives for them.
Electric car sales make up around 0.6% of total new vehicles sold in Australia each year, compared to 2% in places like the United States. Drivers there also get thousands of dollars off the sticker price thanks to federal and state subsidies. So the South Australian government's plan this week to slap a road user charge on EV drivers has not gone down well. Bahia Jafari is the CEO of the Electric Vehicle Council.
Electric vehicles today is a new technology, carry a price premium. They're usually $15,000 to $20,000 more expensive than a comparable petrol or diesel vehicle. And so on things like stamp duty, GST, all the taxes that apply when you buy a vehicle, electric vehicles actually pay more in tax today than a petrol or diesel one with fuel excise included.
He says the proposal flies in the face of what governments are trying to achieve in encouraging people to buy electric cars.
They want to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Well, that means getting rid of petrol and diesel vehicles from your roads. So you can't do that while at the same time at this very early stage when there are very few people driving vehicles, tax them, because that's going to turn people off.
While the South Australian Treasurer hasn't yet revealed the cost of the EV tax, it will include an upfront cost and an additional charge on distance travelled. It's initially expected to reap $1 million a year for the state, with other states likely to follow suit. Simon Hackett says he's not against a fee, but argues now is not the time, and he's suggested a different tact.
My challenge back to the state government is to think even further forward than that. If the concept of distance-based tax to maintain roads is reasonable, how about you do it for all cars rather than just doing it for EVs?
In the US, a distance-based tax exists on petrol and diesel cars, while around 20 states charge a flat fee for electric car drivers of anywhere between $50 and $200 annually. David Hart is director for the Centre of Science, Technology and Innovation Policy at George Mason University in Virginia.
I think it makes sense for EV drivers to pay their fair share of the benefits that they get from the infrastructure that they're driving on. At the same time, I think the benefits that they provide for the climate should be recognized as well. And that may be through some other system than the tax system.
And even if the market isn't at a particular saturation point, is it fair to start that as early as possible, do you think?
That's a good question. There's certainly a need to incentivize these vehicles when they're early in their adoption. And so any kind of fee slows things down a little bit. On the other hand, I think you want EV owners to be used to the idea that they have some costs as well, in addition to the private costs that they're paying, you know, to own the vehicle. But it shouldn't be out of proportion to what the actual cost is.
David Hart, the Director of the Centre for Science, Technology and Innovation Policy at George Mason University in the United States. He was speaking to Caroline Winter.